Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's wonderful to be with you on this wet and rainy Sunday morning.
在这一个下雨并且潮湿的主日早晨，很开心能够跟弟兄姊妹见面。
But even so, we have much cause to rejoice.
虽然如此，但是我们仍然在神面前有许多的喜乐。
God has called us His own and has called us to come near to Him in worship.
神叫我们称为他自己的子民，并且叫我们能够到他的面前来敬拜他。
So let us look to the Lord in prayer before we worship Him in song.
在我们开始敬拜之前，让我们到神的面前有一些的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning of worship.
亲爱的天父，为着今天早晨的敬拜，我们向你感恩。
We thank you that you are worthy of worship.
我们感谢你，因为你配得我们所有的赞美。
That in your hand is all things.
在你的手中乃是所有的东西。
And nothing that happens in this world without you knowing it.
因为没有任何的事情发生是你所不知道的。
And that you are with every single one of your children, no matter how far apart we may be.
不论你自己的孩子在多远的地方，你都与他们同在。
And so we come and we worship you and we give you our thanks and our praises.
因此我们到你面前，我们向你感谢。
Be pleased with the worship that we bring.
我们盼望你因着我们在你面前的敬拜而欢喜而喜乐。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Our call to worship comes from Psalm chapter 9.
我们在从诗篇的第九篇，我们来谈今天的话题是到神的面前来敬拜。
I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart.I will tell of all your wonders.
我要一心称谢耶和华，我要传扬你一切奇妙的作为。
I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
我要因你欢喜快乐，至高者啊，我要称颂你的名。
My enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you.
我的仇敌转身退去的时候，他们一见你的面就跌倒灭亡。
For you have upheld my right and my cause, you have sat on your throne judging righteously.
因你已经为我伸冤，为我辩屈，你坐在宝座上按公义审判。
You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever.
你曾斥责外邦。你曾灭绝恶人，你曾涂抹他们的名，直到永永远远。
Endless ruin has overtaken the enemy. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished.
仇敌到了尽头，他们被毁坏，直到永远。你拆毁他们的诚意，连他们的名号都归于无有。
The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment.
为耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。他已经为审判摆设他的宝座。
He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the peoples with justice.
他要按公义审判世界，按正直判断万民。
The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble.
耶和华又要给受欺压的人做高台。在患难的时候坐高台。
Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you.
耶和华，认识你名的人要依靠你，因你没有离弃寻求你的人。
Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion, proclaim among the nations what he has done.
应当歌颂居锡安的耶和华。将他所行的传扬在众民中。
For he who avenges blood remembers, he does not ignore the cry of the afflicted.
因为那追讨流人血之罪的，他纪念受屈的人，不忘记困苦人的哀求。
O Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death.
耶和华，你是从死门把我提拔起来的，求你怜恤我，看那恨我的人所加给我的苦难。
That I might declare your praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion, and there rejoice in your salvation.
好叫我述说你一切的美德，我必在锡安城的门因你的救恩欢乐。
The nations have fallen into the pit they have dug, their feet are caught in the net they have hidden.
外邦人陷在自己所掘的坑中，他们的脚在自己暗设的网罗里缠住了。
The Lord is known by his justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands.
耶和华已将自己显明了，他已施行审判，恶人被自己手所做的缠住了。
The wicked return to the grave, all the nations that forget God.
恶人，就是忘记神的外邦人，都必归到阴间。
But the needy will not always be forgotten.Nor the hope of the afflicted ever perish.
穷乏人必不永被忘，困苦人的指望必不永远落空。
Arise, O Lord, let not man triumph, let the nations be judged in your presence.
耶和华，求你起来，不容人得胜，愿外邦人在你面前受审判。
Strike them with terror, O Lord, let the nations know they are but men.
耶和华，求你使外邦人恐惧，愿他们知道自己不过是人。
Our hymn this morning is one that I grew up with.
今天早上我们一同唱的诗歌是我从小就学习的一首诗歌。
Unfortunately, it's not our hymnal, so I gave the lyrics that we so we can put it up on the screen.
不过这首诗歌不在我们。圣徒诗歌本里面，所以我会放 PPT 在上面。
The hymn's name is Rejoice, the Lord is King.
这首诗歌的名字叫乐哉，救主为王。
Let us praise the Lord together and rejoice that He is our King.
让我们在神面前一同欢呼，叫我们承认我们的主是王。
Lift up your heart.
This morning we are going to look at God's word in Psalm chapter 50.
今天早上我们一同来看诗篇的第五十篇。
This time recently for us as us as Chinese have been difficult.
我们知道我们现在特别是这个时候我们作为一个中国人其实特别的困难。
We've seen increase in violence and discrimination.
我们看见对着华人的一些歧视一些暴力正在增加。
An increase in fear.
我们也看见这种害怕的情绪也在升温。
And an increase in anger.
我们也看见愤怒的情绪也在提升。
Not just directed at us, but ourselves when we see what's happening in the world.
并不只是对着我们的那些愤恨，也包括我们自己看到这所发生的一切的时候，我们心中的愤恨也跟着增加。
And as I read the news, what really burns in my soul is, Lord, I want justice.
当我看到这些新闻的时候，我就对着神呼喊说，神啊，我们需要公义。
Sometimes the human authoritiesare not providing justice.
许多时候所谓的人权里面其实并没有公义。
And so, we still cry out for human justice, but we do look to the Lord for God's justice.
所以许多时候我们好像在那边伸张人的公义，但是我们应当向神呼求神的公义。
In fact, my name, Daniel, means God is my judge.
事实上我的名字丹尼尔他的意思就是神是我的审判神是那判断我的。
So we read Psalm 9 and we sung a song that asks for God the judge to come and we rejoice in that.
所以我们刚才唱的诗歌里面说到我们盼望神那判断的来到，我们会因此而得到欢喜。
But I picked Psalm 50 because a very interesting thing happens.
我之所以能够选这个诗篇第五十篇，是因为里面有一些很有趣的事情。
Sometimes when we ask for something, we get something that we don't expect.
许多时候我们去求一些事情但是我们所得到的跟我们所想要的却不一样。
It's like sometimes we ask our parents for something and we get something we don't expect.
就好像我们很多时候叫我们的父母要求他们给我们一些东西但他们给我们的却不是我们所想要的。
Like if they come into a room and we want to, you know, show off that I finished my homework really well.
就比如说当他们到我们的房间的时候我们想要向他炫耀我们把我们的作业全部都做完了。
And instead I get scolded for how messy my room is.
但是我们所得到的反应却是你的房间怎么这么乱。
Psalm chapter 49 right before this cries out to God for justice from his enemies.
在诗篇第四十九篇里面诗人提到说他从他的敌人中间向神呼求公义。
And now in Psalm chapter 50, God the judge shows up.
现在我们看到诗篇第五十篇神就是那位审判者他出现了。
So let's start reading Psalm chapter 50.
所以我们一同开始来念诗篇第五十篇。
This is a psalm of Asaph, the mighty one,
亚萨的诗
the mighty one, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets.
大能者神耶和华已经发言招呼天下，从日出之地到日落之处。
From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth.
从全美的锡安中，神已经发光了。
Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages.
我们的神要来，绝不闭口。有烈火在他面前吞灭，有暴风在他视为大瓜。
He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people.
他招呼上天下地，为要审判他的名。
Gather to me, my consecrated ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
说，召聚我的圣民到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。
And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
诸天必表明他的公义，因为神是施行审判的。
So we have here God showing up in splendor and glory.
我们就看见神在这里，在他的荣耀里面向我们显现。
And God is calling all of creation to the court.
他这边讲到说，神把所有的受造物都来到，都叫他们呼叫他们到审判台前。
The heavens and earth are called as witnesses.
天和地都被呼叫过来，成为见证人。
And God Himself sits over in judgment.
而神自己在那里成为审判者。
And if we start reading this, we think, yes, we finally see justice.
当我们读到这里的时候，我们就会说，太好了，我们终于看见了公义。
All those injustices that we face in life will finally be brought into judgment.
我们在人生当中所有遇到的那些不公义，最后终于要在这边被审判。
The wicked will finally be judged.
那些恶人终于将要被审判。
And the righteous be rewarded.
而那些公义的，他们将得到他们的奖赏。
But what we're reading here is not final judgment.
但是我们在这边所念的，其实并不是讲到最后的审判。
There's good news and there's bad news.
这里面有好消息和坏消息。
The bad news is we can see that the unbelieving nations are not the ones on trial.
那么坏消息我们看到就是那些被审判的并非是那些不信的民。
In fact, it seems that God's own people are on trial.
事实上我们看到的是神属神的子民在这边被审判。
Now, if God's people are the one crying out for justice, why is God putting them on trial?
但是很奇怪的是，那些向神呼求公义的人是他的子民，为什么现在反而是他们要受审判呢？
It's not in spite of them being God's people, but because they are God's people.
并不是，其实正是因为他们是属神的子民，所以他们才要被审判。
It is exactly becauseIsrael and the church are God's people.
正是因为以色列人、以色列人、以色列民和教会是属神的子民。
It's all about that relationship.
所有的这些都是讲到关系。
When I see my kids playing with other kids, I am more concerned with the behavior of my own kids.
当我看到自己的小孩跟其他小孩一起玩的时候，我其实更在乎、更在意的是我自己孩子的一些行为。
And there are things that I let other kids get away with that I do not let my own kids get away with.
其中有很多的事情，我可以对着其他小孩睁一只眼闭一只眼，但我对自己的孩子就不能如此。
And of course, from their point of view, it feels unfair.
当然，如果从他们的角度来说，会觉得很不公平。
Why do I correct them when I don't correct the friends?
为什么你只纠正我的错误，但是却不纠正我朋友的错误呢？
It's because of our relationship.
正是因着他们之我们之间的关系。
It's because I want them to grow up and to know right from wrong.
那是因为我希望我的孩子能够从小长大分辨是非。
I'm in charge of them growing up and maturing.
因为我需要管理他们从小到大能够保证他们长大成熟。
And in the same way, God puts his people on trial because of their relationship with him.
所以神这边把他的子民放在审判，正是因为他跟他子民的关系。
That's why he calls them his covenant people.
所以在这边神他们为与他立约之民。
Right, he's not calling them up because he's, they're distant from him.
他们这并不是因为他的子民与他的关系疏远。
Their special relationship with God comes through very clearly.
这边我们看到很清楚的是因着神跟他子民的关系。
And because they have this special relationship, God is very concerned about how they are living.
所以正是因为这层特殊的关系，所以神十分的在意他们的生活生命。
We see this all through the Bible.
我们从整本圣经都可以看到这一点。
I have a few verses just to illustrate this.
下面有一些的经节就可以很好的表达这一点。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 17.
在彼得前书四章十七节。
For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God, and if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
God says to Peter, judgment starts with the house of God.
这边讲到说，审判要从神的家起手。
Amos chapter 3 verse 2.
阿摩斯书三章二节。
You only have I known from all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities.
在地上万族中，我只认识你们，因此我必追讨你们一切的罪孽。
We see here the special relationship that God has with his people, and yet that's exactly why he is going to put them on trial.
所以我们就看到这边正是因着神与他子民特殊的关系，所以神要审判他们。
And of course, Luke chapter 12, verse 48.
当然在路加福音十二章四十八节。
But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Anyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much,They will demand the more.
唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取，多托谁，就向谁多要。
So the bad news is that because we are part of God's special people, we are going to receive more scrutiny from him.
所以我们就看到这边我们正因着我们是神的子民，所以我们在这边看到神对我们的要求就格外的严格。
But the good news is that God's judgments are always righteous and they're always going to be just.
但是这边好消息是什么呢？乃是神的审判是永远公义公正的。
And we know that what he's going to say is for our good.
我们也知道神想要说的话必定与我们有益。
It comes out of a heart of love.
因为他所说的话乃是从爱的心出发的。
So let's read why God's people are on trial.
好，我们接下来一同来看为什么神的百姓要受审判呢？
Verse 7.
第七节。
Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
我的民啊，你们当听我的话。以色列啊，我要劝诫你，我是神，你是你的神。
I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are ever before me.
我并不因你的祭物责备你，你的燔祭常在我面前。
I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens.
我不从你家中取公牛，也不从你圈内取山羊。
For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills.
因为树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的。
I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine.
山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。
If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it.
我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats?
我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血呢？
So God starts out and says that he has fulfilled his role in the covenant. Perfectly.
所以在这边我们就看到，在神与我们所立的约中，他已经很好的持守了他的那一部分。
Verse 7 says that he is going to testify against Israel.
在第七节中，他说，他将要与神的名。他将要在证据中与神的名为敌。
And so he says, I am your God, your God.
他这边要说的是，以色列啊，我要劝诫你，我是神，是你的神。
He has been faithfully God, and he has been particularly their personal God.
这边他神是一位信实的神，并且成为我们每个人的神。
Yet God is bringing them to trial because they haven't faithfully held up their part of the covenant.
之所以神的子民被神拿去审判，正是因为神的民在这个约当中没有持守他们的那一部分。
And of course, hearing that, Israel would automatically say, well, we faithfully did all the sacrifices and all the worship that you required from us.
但是以色列的百姓就会说，可是我们也敬拜了，我们也献上所有当献的祭了。
We faithfully kept the law.
我们已经信实了，守住了律法。
We haven't disobeyed you.
我们并没有，不听从你的旨意。
And God says that's not why you're on trial.
但是神说，这并不是为什么你，要被审判。
He says, I've got plenty of sacrifices, plenty of worship.
神说，我已经得到了许多的祭物和各样的敬拜。
You're not missing keeping the law.
你并没有不遵守我的律法。
But he says that they're missing something more important.
但是神却对他们说，你们所丢失的是那更重要的东西。
And so God illustrates this with the sacrifices.
所以神就告诉他们说，他们缺少的是真正的献祭。
He doesn't need their sacrifices.
他们所需要的并不是所献上的那些祭物。
He doesn't need their worship.
他们也不需要他们表面上的那种敬拜。
He doesn't need their obedience to the law.
神也不需要他们去遵从字面上的律法。
And yet they come to God thinking that they are providing for God's needs.
以色列人到神的面前的时候，他们总觉得说，我已经给了神所有神所需要的东西。
And this was very common in the other nations of the world.
其实这个这种敬拜在世界上许多其他的地方也是一样的。
Other gods and other idols, they need to be fed, they need to be worshipped.
那些偶像在许多其他的民中，他们也需要被供应、被敬拜。
Their power and their glory all depend on the people that are worshipping him.
因为这些偶像，他们的能力、他们的荣耀，完全是依赖于那些敬拜他的人。
Isaiah is great at making fun of idols.
所以以赛亚他其实他很会取笑这些偶像。
In fact, in Isaiah chapter 40, he says that if a poor man has an idol, then that idol is poor.
所以他在以赛亚书四十章里面就讲到说，如果这个偶像敬拜他的人是一个穷苦的人，那么这个偶像就是一个穷困潦倒的偶像。
If a rich man worships the idol, then the idol is made out of gold and precious metals.
如果是一个有钱的人来敬拜一个偶像，那么他的偶像就会用金金来包裹。
But if a poor man worships the god, then the idol is only made out of wood, because that's all he can afford.
但是如果是一个穷人敬拜的偶像，那么他的偶像就应该是用木头来做的，因为他这是所有他能够支付得起的。
But God is not that way.
但是神并不是这样的神。
God is not dependent on us in any way.
因为我们的神并不在任何形式上依赖于我们。
God says that everything belongs to him in the first place.
因为神说世间所有的东西他首先都是属于神的。
And even if he needed anything, which he doesn't,He would need to ask us for it.
就算他真的需要什么，其实他并不需要。就算他真的需要什么，他也不需要向我们求。
So what exactly are they missing?
所以那在这里，以色列百姓所失去、所缺少的是什么呢？
We see it in the next two verses.
我们就在接下来两节的圣经里面就看到。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High.
你们要以感谢为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿。
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me.
你要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
We see that Israel was not lacking in worship.But their worship was lacking their heart.
所以我们看到说以色列百姓他们所缺少的并不是敬拜，而是敬拜的心。
They were just going through the motions of worship and obedience.
以色列百姓他们不过是走过敬拜的程序和那些遵守神旨意的程序而已。
Their worship had become simple legalism.
他们的敬拜已经变成了律法主义。
They provide God with sacrifices and worship, and then God in return blesses them.
他们认为他们向神献上祭物和敬拜，那么神就用祝福来回应他们。
It's like an exchange at the store.
这就好像在商店里面进行了一笔交易一样。
That we go to the store and we give the store owner something that he needs, money, and the store owner gives us something that we need.
就好像我们到一个商店里面，我们给了老板他所需要的钱，我们就得到他给我们的商品。
But our relationship with God does not work that way.
但是我们跟神之间关系并非如此。
God doesn't need anything.
神并不需要我们给他什么东西。
So instead of worship providing God for something that he is missing, it provides God's people with something that we are missing.
所以我们向神的敬，向我们给予神的敬拜，并不是我们要给神神所缺少的东西，乃是借着敬拜，神要给我们我们所没有的东西。
And what we need from worship is a reminder that obedience to the law and the sacrificial system. That's a symbolic act of us giving all of ourselves.
所以我们敬拜中我们所得到的乃是一个提醒，叫我们能够知道我们需要顺服他的律法。在这一整个的献祭的这个系统里面，其实他是要其实他是要提醒我们，要叫我们知道我们需要献上我们的所有。
They give God one animal, and it represents their acknowledgement that all my animals come from God.
那么当以色列百姓献上一只羊的时候，献上一只动物的时候，其实是象征着我们知道说我所拥有所有的牲畜都是属于神的。
We give a tenth of all that we have, all that we earn, representing that all that we earn is from God.
当我们献上十一的奉献的时候，其实就意味着其实我们所得到的一切都是属于神的。
So worship is supposed to be an act of us giving our whole selves to God.
所以真正的敬拜其实是说到我们要将我们的所有归给神。
This is, of course, the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart.
所以这其实是第一条，神所说的第一条的诫命，那就是我们要全心爱我们的神。
And so God's people are under God's judgment.
所以神的百姓要接受神的审判。
Because how can God be satisfied with just getting a little bit of us?
因为神怎么会因着我们只给神一点点而得到满足呢？
We attend church or listen to the service online, and we think that God should be satisfied with that.
许多时候我们在主日的时候参加主日敬拜，我们也在晚上参加各样的聚会，我们就觉得神应该要因此而满足了。
I gave you a little bit of my time and of my energy and of my money, and God, you should be happy and you should bless me.
我已经给了你我一点点的时间，一点点的精力，还有金钱，你应该会因着我的表现而开心才对。
But God is not pleased with that kind of worship.
但是神并不因此，神却没有因着这一切而满足。
God will never be pleased with our worship if our heart is not in it.
如果我们的心不在敬拜里面，那么神就不会悦纳我们的敬拜。
And so God tells us what he wants instead.
所以神就在经节里面告诉我们神所想要的是什么。
He wants thank offerings.
这边讲到要以感恩为祭献上。
He wants a heart of thankfulness.
他需要一个感恩的心。
Not just do something because the law requires it.
并不是因着律法的要求，所以我们才去做某一件的事情。
Not just go to church because that's what we do on a Sunday.
并不是因着每周日我们必须去教会，所以我们才去教会。
He wants a heart of rejoicing and thankfulness.
他需要的是一个感恩欢喜的心在神面前。
He wants us to fulfill our vows.
他乃是想要我们来还我们所许的愿。
Vows in the Old Testament time were an act of faith.
这个愿的话在旧约的时候乃是表明着一种的信心。
They were vows made in a time of need, and they looked forward to God's help and deliverance.
这个愿的话，在旧约的时候有讲到说，当人在需要的时候，他向神呼求，向神有个愿。
And so when God answered the prayer, then the vow would be performed, and there'd be a celebration in the community.
当这个愿在祷告中间被神实现了以后呢，那么在这个团体里面就会在神面前有一个庆祝欢喜。
And so he says, call on me.
Can you say that again?
So God says, call on me.
所以神在这边就说到要向我呼求。 向我求告。
That our worship should describe our heart of dependence on Him.
所以我们在神面前的敬拜，应当要把表达出我们对于神的依靠。
God's not bothered by us calling on Him and asking for Him for things.
神并不会因为我们向他求告，向他求某件事情而觉得被打扰。
He has everything, He doesn't need anything, and so we can't give Him anything that He needs.
神他并不需要任何的东西，所以我们也不能够给神任何的东西。
But our worship is an act of dependence, showing that God is God, and we are just mankind.
所以我们的敬拜是想要表达出一个我们有依靠、信靠的心，并且知道说神是神，我们不过是人。
And so this is the first group of people that God addresses.
所以这个是神在这边所提到的第一批的人。
People whose worship has turned into legalism.
那就是那些所谓敬拜的人，他们进入到一个律法的主义里面。
That are treating God just like an idol or one of the gods of the nations.
他们敬拜神乃是把神当成一个偶像，或者像其他的民所敬拜的那些神一样。
They're going through all the motions, but their heart is not in it.
他们虽然说有许多敬拜的动作，但是他们的心却不在里面。
So now God addresses another group.
神接下来要提到的是另一批的人。
In verse 16.
在第十六节。
But to the wicked, God says, What right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips?
但神对恶人说，你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约呢？
You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you.
其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后。
When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers.
你见了盗贼，就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。
You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit.
你口任说恶言，你舌编造诡诈。
You speak continually against your brother and slander your own mother's son.
你做着毁谤你的兄弟，残毁你亲母的儿子。
These things you have done, and I kept silence. You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and accuse you to your face.
你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我恰和你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你眼前。
The second group that God talks to are not Gentiles or pagans.
在这边神所提到的第二批的人，他要审判的并不是外邦人或者那些不信神的人。
Because we see that they recite God's laws.
因为我们看到说这些人他们传说神的律法。
And it says that they take God's covenant on their lips.
这边也说到他们口中提到我的约。
They sound like God's people.
他们听起来就好像是属神的子民。
These kind of people can say the right prayers and sing the songs and give all the right answers in Sunday school.
他们也会祷告，他们也会唱诗歌，他们甚至在主日聚会的时候能够正确的回答一些问题。
But yet God says they hate His instruction.
但是神在这边却说他们其实是恨恶神的管教。
That although they can recite scripture, they don't want God's word to teach them anything.
虽然他们可以传说神的律例，但是他们却不愿意神的话语教导他们任何东西。
They want God's word to stay in church or stay on Sunday.
他们希望神的话就停留在教会里面，停留在主日。
They don't want it to affect the rest of their lives.
他们不希望这些话影响到他们的生活。
So if the first group was worshiping God without loving God, this group is worshiping God without obeying God.
所以我们刚刚提到的第一批人，他们是敬拜却没有心，而这一批人，他们敬拜却不顺服。
Jesus calls these kinds of people hypocrites.
耶稣就叫这一批的人为假冒为善的人。
A hypocrite in the ancient times was an actor.
其实这个所谓假冒为善的人在古时候他是一个演员。
An actor can pretend to be a great hero or a wise sage, but in reality, they're neither.
这个演员呢，他可以演成一个很伟大的英雄或者一个智者，但是在事实上，他们其实并不是。
The second group falls under God's judgment because they can speak and they can act like one of God's people, but the truth is, they're really not.
所以这第二批的人，他们在神的审判底下，是因着他们会说，甚至会行出来神的一些话，但事实上他们其实都不是。
God condemns them as frauds.
所以神这边就指责他们，称他们是行欺骗的。
So we see in verses, starting in verse 18.
所以我们这边就看从这个十八节这边开始我们就看到。
When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw your lot with adulterers.
你见了盗贼就乐意与他同活，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。
You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit.
你口认说恶言，你舌编造诡诈。
This is exactly the opposite behavior of what Psalm 1:1 says a person of God should be doing.
这个完全跟诗篇第一篇第一节所说到的属神的子民当行的事完全不一样。
Psalm 1:1 says, Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers.
诗篇第一篇的第一节说到，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
So if these people, I mean, if the first group saw God as just one of the idols of the world, this group of people sees God as just a man.
我们看见说第一批的人，他们如果说把神看成一个偶像的话，那么这第二批的人，他们把神看成只是一个人。
It says in verse 21, these things I have done, you have done, and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether like you.
所以在二十一节这边就说到，你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我恰和你一样。
They thought that God doesn't really care too much about what they're doing.
因为他们觉得说神并不在乎他们所行的这一切的事情。
That God doesn't care what they do in private.
因为神好像根本不在乎他们私底下所行的这一切的事。
That God doesn't care about their moral lives.
他们也觉得神根本不在乎他们在道德上面所行的这一切的事。
As long as they do the things that a good Jew or a good Christian are supposed to do, they think they can get away with it.
他们觉得说只要他们去做那些犹太人或者基督徒当做的事情，那么其他的事情呢，神就会睁一只眼闭一只眼。
And that God will overlook their disobedience.
他们觉得说神根就不会那么去在意他们是否顺服。
They forgot that God is a holy God.
但是他们忘记了神是圣洁的神。
And that's exactly why God's people is on trial, because God lovingly cares for his people and wants them to be holy.
所以这正是为什么这一群的百姓在神面前受审判，因为神十分的在乎他们在神面前的圣洁。
And the first group's lack of love and the second group's lack of obedience stand in the way of that holiness.
而第一批的人，他们没有敬拜的心，第二批的人，他们缺少顺服，而这 都影响了他们在圣洁上面的成长。
So it says that God has come in judgment and will reveal their sins and rebuke them to their face.
所以这边才会讲到说，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你眼前。
So these are the two groups that God puts on trial.
所以这就是我们看到的两批的人在神面前接受审判。
And now he finishes it up in verses 22 and 23.
在接下来两节22节23节中结束诗人所要讲的话。
And he gives to his people warnings but also encouragement.
这边这个诗人给他的听众鼓励，也给他们劝解。
Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with none to rescue.
你们忘记神的，要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。
He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
This judgment by God is not the final judgment. It's God's loving intervention on his people that are in danger.
所以这边的审判并不是神所要施予的最终的审判，这边乃是一个神爱的介入，这个乃是神要给予那些正在危险之中的一个爱的介入。
His primary purpose is not condemnation, but reform.
因为神他的最主要的目的并不是为了要斥责，乃是为了要重建。
So to the hypocrite, whose worship is missing obedience, he says this.
所以为着那些假冒伪善的人，他们在敬拜当中缺少顺服的，神这样对他们说。
There will be a final judgment that you will have to face if you keep on living the way you live.
如果你仍然活在你当前这样的状态里面，那么将会有一个绝对的审判来到你面前。
But if you turn around and repent, God himself will be the one to rescue you.
但是如果你回转并且悔改，那么神他自己会成为你的救赎。
That if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, as John tells us in his epistles.
在约翰告诉我们说，如果我们在神面前，我们真实的悔改，那么神会给我们公义。
That Jesus' cross and his blood still cleanse us from sin.
因为基督的十字架和他的血必定能够洗净我们的罪。
For all those who will turn from their own way and turn to God.
因为所有从我们旧造的生活里面回转过来转向神的。
To the legalist whose worship is missing love, he says this.
为着那些在敬拜当中陷入律法主义的，神告诉他们说。
Don't let your worship become mechanical.
不要叫你的敬拜变得机械性。
Don't just go through the motions. Do everything with a thankful and a joyful heart.
不要只是有敬拜的动作，而是要在感恩和喜乐的心当中来敬拜。
We should heed the words written to the church at Ephesus in Revelations.
我们一定要注意在启示录当中所提到的关于以弗所教会的话。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 2.
在启示录的第二章第二节。
I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles, but are not, and have found them false.
我知道你的行为，劳碌，忍耐。也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦， 并不乏倦。
Yet I hold this against you, you have forsaken the love you had at first.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改。行起初所行的事，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
But if you repent, Psalm 50 says this.
但是在诗篇第五十篇我们看到，如果说你悔改的话，
If you offer sacrifices of thanksgiving, you honor me, and you prepare the way so that I may show you the salvation of God.
如果我们献上感恩的祭，如果说我们在神面前存着感恩的心，那么神就将那救赎的路显给我们看。
So let our worship be free from legalism.
所以盼望我们在神面前所有的敬拜都不是律法主义。
Let our worship be filled with obedience.
让我们的敬拜充满了顺服。
That we may see the salvation of God.
叫我们能够看见神的救恩。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Lord, we are humbled as we stand in judgment from you.
主啊，在你自己的审判面前，我们要自卑。
Lord, even though we desire judgment on those that oppress us and those that are our enemies.
主啊，虽然说我们呼求你赐给我们公义，因着那些苦待我们的那些所有的不公义。
We thank you that you are a righteous judge.
主啊，我们向你感恩，因为你是那公义的审判者。
But we thank you also that you are a loving father.
主啊，我们也同样感谢你，因着你是慈爱的天父。
And you desire us to live a life of righteousness.
主啊，我们也知道你盼望我们能够活着活出公义的生活。
And you desire our worship to be pure and holy and true.
你也盼望我们在你面前的敬拜是单纯的，是圣洁的，是真实的。
Lord, forgive us for the times that we fall into legalism.
主啊，我们求你赦免我们，因着我们在律法主义当中的所有的敬拜。
When we go to church or go to fellowship or sing songs and our heart isn't in it.
当我们到教会聚会的时候，当我们在团契里面的时候，当我们一同在你面前唱诗歌的时候，我们的心却不在里面。
Forgive us when we worship you and yet the way we live our lives is completely different.
主啊，我们恳求你来赦免我们，因着我们在你面前敬拜，但是我们的生活，我们所行出来的却与此截然不同。
Forgive us that we only worship you on Sunday morning and not on Monday and Tuesday and the rest of the week.
主啊，我们也恳求你赦免我们，因着我们许多时候只是在主日敬拜你，却不在周一周二和周间其他的时间里面。
Forgive us.
主啊，我们恳求你赦免我们。
Reform our worship.
求你来重建我们在你面前的敬拜。
That we might be pleasing to you.
叫我们能够得蒙你自己的悦纳。
And that we may see the salvation that you bring in Jesus Christ.
叫我们能够看见你透过耶稣基督所要给我们的救恩。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们一同祷告，是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.